A death row inmate loses another appeal to save his life. Polling shows State Superintendent Ryan Walters might have an image problem, and federal regulators pull the plug on a hydroelectric plant project. I'm Deborah Ashar with the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, March 26th. An Oklahoma death row inmate's request for a stay of his execution has been denied. The Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals denied 41-year-old Michael Dwayne Smith's request on Monday. Smith had asked for the stay following a proposed moratorium on the death penalty pending before the state legislature. The judges dismissed his claim, stating it was based solely on speculation regarding the potential passage of House Bill 3138. They concluded that Smith failed to demonstrate a clear legal right to the relief requested. Smith faces execution for two murders in 2002. He is scheduled to be put to death April 4th in McAllister. State Superintendent Ryan Walters collects his fair share of headlines across Oklahoma, and as Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Robbie Korth reports, the news involving Walters is starting to have a negative impact on his polling numbers.
Walters has not shied away from controversy in his first year and some change in office, and it appears that is starting to affect how he's perceived. In a series of internal Republican polls collected and reported on by the nonprofit news outlet NonDoc, Walters has significant unfavorable ratings in many. One survey of Republicans shows his favorability rating among his own party at below 40%. Another found him far behind Republican leaders like Governor Kevin Stitt in popularity. A pollster presentation made to House Republicans earlier this year describes Walters as, quote, abrasive and, quote, crass. When asked about the negative polls by NonDoc, the highest-ranking education official in the state did not respond. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
A power company is looking to build a hydroelectric plant in the Kiamichi River near Tallahena. But Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Grayson Wheeler reports federal regulators have stopped the project from moving forward.
The plant could produce enough electricity to power more than 5,000 homes. But not Oklahoma homes. That electricity would be piped down to Paris, Texas. In January, Southeast Oklahoma Power Corporation filed a pre-application and a notice of intent to build and operate the facility. Now, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has rejected both documents, saying the company, quote, has not demonstrated due diligence in preparing them. The company failed to provide enough information about landowners who could be affected by the hydropower project, and it didn't document enough outreach with tribes and state agencies. Southeast Oklahoma Power Corporation could correct the issues and refile, but the project is off the table for now. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Plans for a similar hydroelectric power project were abandoned in 2022 after protests from the local community and official opposition from the Choctaw Nation. Under Oklahoma's noxious weeds law, landowners must control three types of thistles on their property to prevent spread. There could soon be two more plants on the list. We get details from Anna Pope with the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange.
Invasive kudzu is known as the vine that ate the South. Poison hemlock is extremely toxic to humans and animals. House Bill 3186 would require landowners to control them both.
We have about 85 locations in Oklahoma that are invaded by kudzu. The largest area is probably about a 10-acre location.
That's Karen Hickman. She's on the Oklahoma Invasive Plant Council and is director of Oklahoma State University's Environmental Science Program. She says this would be the first addition to Oklahoma's noxious weed list since its creation. The bill has passed the Senate Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee and is on its way to the Senate. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.